to thank the organizing committee to give me the opportunity to talk with you about the legacy of Agent Orange in Vietnam. As you do know that during the wartime a period of 10 years from 1961 to 1971, many kind of chemical agents were spread over the south of Vietnam, and Agent Orange were spread with quantity of about 11 million gallons. And Agent Orange was contaminated with dioxin. Dioxin is the most toxic chemical substance until today for the human being. And about 360 kilograms of dioxin was spread over the south of Vietnam. We can compare with the quantity of lethal dose of 1 milligram can kill up to 1 million of inhabitants. So that wasting from the U.S. as well as the other scientists in many countries have analyzed dioxin in soil, in human blood, and in that adipose tissue in Vietnam, and they concluded that average dioxin level in red areas in Vietnam was 150 times higher than standard of former Soviet Union and 50 times higher than those of European Union. And the estimated dioxin intake of people living in the Agent Orange spread areas during the American-Vietnam War was 4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight for 24 hours compared to acceptable standard in U.S. 1 picogram per kilogram of body weight for 24 hours. And nowadays in Vietnam, there are still some hot spots, which were the U.S. Air Force Base, where they store the Agent Orange. And here in Da Nang, Phu Cát, and Binh Hoa, dioxin still persists there at a very high level. In Da Nang, U.S. Air Force Base, in the former time, on the surface, there were 34,000 ppt, and in Phu Cát, another U.S. Air Force Base, in during the wartime, 11,400 ppt, and in Binh Hoa, another former U.S. Air Force Base, up to 27,500 ppt. And Stanman from University, the Columbia University, estimated that about 4.8 million Vietnamese people exposed to Agent Orange and dioxin during and after the war. And in the human tissue, Arnold Chester from Texas and his colleagues in Vietnam, including myself here, and Joe Constable Baufman in Boston, Olaf Babke in Germany, Ryan in Nebraska, etc. We have analyzed the human tissue and the breast milk of people living in spread areas and unspread areas. And for the blood, you can see here, blood of the people living in spread areas is the dioxin level was 12.6, and blood of people living in unspread areas only 2.2. And the breast milk in spread areas is 7.5, and breast milk in the of the people living in unspread areas is 1.9. And adipose tissue, 14.7 in spread areas, and 0.6 in unspread areas. So that compared with the unspread areas, the people living in the spread area, still have some dioxin levels, dioxin in their body with a quite high level. And in 1970, Ms. Olson and Baufman in Boston have analyzed the human breast milk brought back from Vietnam, and the result was up to 1,832 parts per trillion in the of dioxin in the human breast milk, 1,000 times higher than those in Canada, in U.S., and in Japan. You see here, in 1988, according to a survey of the WHO in February 88, the breast milk here, Canada, and in Japan, in the U.S., in Vietnam, Hanoi, means the unspread area, and Vietnam, but Ho Chi Minh City, close to the spread areas. And here, Sông Bé in Vietnam was heavily spread during the wartime. And in 88, means 17 years after the Subbing Spring mission, still the breast milk still have a very high level of dioxin. And in Cần Giờ, Vietnam, Cần Giờ, also a spread areas. It means that many babies, many children born from mother, exposed mother, were indirectly exposed to dioxin. Recently, in 2006, I have sent many samples of adipose tissue of the people living in exposed in the spread areas to Olaf Papke's laboratory in Europe. And the result of 6 samples only show that 2 exposed during the wartime, then living in Ho Chi Minh City since 1975, they have 7 and 7.8 PPT. One of the 2 is a woman, and she had many times birth defect, deformed babies, and they all die, three deformed babies, and they all die few days after birth. And the other is a man, and he had prostate cancer. One woman moved to spread areas only in 1976, it means 5 years after serving the spring mission, and then moved to Ho Chi Minh City in 1988, only 12 years living in spread areas, and she has now 3.7 PPT of dioxin. And 3 men still living in spread areas, so they have 2 to 3 PPT. And Olaf Papke told me that we must multiply this result with 20 to get the level, dioxin level during the wartime. So it means that these 2 people had during the wartime up to 140 PPT of dioxin. Yes, and still, so that still persists, dioxin still persists in the environment, in hot spots, and still present in the human body of exposed people in Vietnam. And here is the recovery of the mangrove forest in Cần Giờ, spread areas. And also, the report of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences in 1974 said that it may take over 100 years for the mangrove area to be reforested, and many hotspots remain to be remediated with large anticipated costs. And about the human health, clearing of mangrove forest may lead to environmental changes that favor vectors of human diseases, such as malaria and dengue fever, according to the U.S. National Academy of Sciences report. And you do know that TCDD, once entered into the cells, it enters the nucleus of the cell. It causes changes of DNA and RNA, so that it can cause changes of gene and the other genetic factors affecting growth and metabolism, so that it can cause cancers and growth effects, and the effects can be transmitted into many generations by change of DNA. Now also there are some changes of enzymes affecting biopathway and detoxification. So many studies show that dioxin can cause a wide range of cancer, such as soft tissue carcinoma, upper respiratory tract carcinoma, leukemia, non-Hodgkin sarcoma and Hodgkin diseases, prostate cancer, and multiple myeloma. And besides those kind of cancer, a study from Vietnam in 1983 revealed that veterans who served for more than 10 years in the south of Vietnam during the war have a significantly increased risk for liver cancer with OR equal to 8.8. And the International Agency for Research on Cancers in 1997 confirmed that the 2378 TCDD is a carcinogenic agent, and the U.S. government has compensated the American Vietnam veterans and their offspring for 13 kinds of cancers, diseases, and defects caused by Agent Orange. In Vietnam, how are the exposed people now? The exposed people who have cancers have been dying day by day, and most of them are very poor, and they cannot go abroad to get treatment, go to the U.S., for example, get treatment. And we lack in Vietnam the sufficient facilities to treat them because Vietnam is still a poor country. And about the birth defects, we have conducted a case control study in my hospital in 2005. The dioxin exposure were divided into 5 scales, from scale 1, very severely exposed to, and scale 5, none exposed to dioxin. And the cases are women who give birth to deformed babies, and control are women who give birth to normal babies. And we have matched age and parity and the social economic stages of those people. And we found out that the OR is the 14.85 for the severely exposed to Agent Orange. And here are some type of growth effects. Anencephaly, hydrocephaly. Anencephaly means no brain, and big head, and encephalocele, cleft lip, cleft palate. And here are some microcephaly with a vegetative life, and lack of limbs, spina bifida, and phocomelia, very short limb, and edema. And here are some with slight deformities, and they are living in my hospital. So the above study shows that there is a significant relationship between dioxin exposure and growth defects, and an existing correlation between amount of dioxin exposure and rate of growth defects. And as in the case of Admiral Zumwalt Cranston, besides spina bifida, there are many other defects among the children of those exposed to the spraying of chemical agents that we observed in my hospital. Yes, yeah, specific processes have been developed since the years 80s to detect cancers and birth defects at early stage, and they have been applied in all hospitals in Vietnam since the years of 90s. But the needs are great to equip all hospitals with facilities for the making diagnosis of birth defects and cancer. And in Vietnam, as in other developing countries, financial and human resources are limited. And here is the meeting of the two presidents of our countries on the remediation of the Agent Orange consequences in Vietnam. And beginning from June of this year, a dialogue group has been created to discuss the assistance from the U.S. to Vietnam to clean up the hotspot and to provide medical assistance to the Vietnam victims. President Bush and the U.S. Congress have allocated about $2 to $3 million for the environmental remediation in Da Nang Air Force Base, but much more is needed for the environment as well as for the people's health and survival. And I think that victims of Agent Orange and dioxin in Vietnam as well as in the U.S. need high quality of care which can detect and treat illnesses, diseases, and defects caused by Agent Orange and dioxin. I hope someday the Veterans Administration in the U.S. will help us to set up a hospital with a high performance like it is in the U.S. Thank you for your